Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM, un vendredi sur deux de 21h à 22h30 et bien sûr en rediffusion sur Apple Music and Deezer. Je suis Alexandre, votre humble serviteur, et on est parti pour 1h30 de jazz ensemble. Oh yeah! Pour la 13e émission, on a tué le mauvais sort en invitant, en deuxième partie d'émission, le duo londonien Zena, qui nous rejoindra pour parler de leur nouvel EP, leur premier EP, Tame's Game, qui est sorti il y a quelques jours sur le label de cœur Brownswood Recordings de Giles Peterson. Donc restez avec nous, on va avoir une très très belle interview pour parler et écouter leur musique. Et en attendant, on va aller écouter quand même quelques morceaux, quelques nouveautés sorties dans les derniers jours. Et on commence par le dernier album de Dana and Alden, qui est sorti aussi il y a quelques jours, qui s'appelle Speedo. Je crois que j'avais déjà passé un morceau il y a deux semaines de cet album-là, mais bon, quand on aime, on ne compte pas. Et donc c'est le morceau Layla. Bienvenue, bienvenue dans mon jazz. On est parti ensemble pour 1h30 de jazz.
Extending their solidarity to us.
Bien dans mon jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. Vous nous avez rejoint pour 1h30 de jazz, délicieux jazz contemporain. On écoutait tout de suite Dana and Alden avec le morceau Layla. Et maintenant, on revient en France pour aller écouter la superbe artiste Céline Desberg, qui qui a des origines franco-mongoliennes et qui joue d'ailleurs de la musique traditionnelle mongole, inspirée en tout cas de la musique traditionnelle mongole. Et elle a sorti récemment un EP de deux morceaux qui s'appellent Shintamani et Solange sur le label That's Love. Et on va écouter le beau morceau Shintamani qui, vous le comprendrez, est une belle introduction pour l'interview de Zena qui arrive dans quelques instants. Dans mon jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. Je suis Alexandre, votre humble serviteur. On est parti pour 1h30 de jazz. Et en attendant l'interview de Zena, qui arrive pour parler de leur nouvelle EP, Temesgen, on enchaîne dans cette playlist des nouveautés avec la délicieuse Belle Cobain et son nouveau single Am I Dumb. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz.
Thank you.
Continue un peu sur ce style hip-hop avec Watch Out de Herbs & Curtex, sorti sur leur magnifique album, mais vraiment magnifique pour le coup, On Our Way, sorti il y a quelques jours. Oh.
Watch Out. Watch out.
Allez, une petite dernière avant notre interview avec Zena Coming From London. L'interview sera en anglais, je préviens les non-anglophones que ça va être très compliqué pour eux. Mais c'est pas grave, vous allez tenir le coup. On écoute donc en dernier morceau, Fia de Meron T, sorti sur son single du même nom, Fia. Et voilà, donc à tout de suite, on se retrouve pour l'interview avec Zena. À tout de suite. Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM. Nous arrivons à la deuxième partie de l'émission et j'ai le grand plaisir d'accueillir dans mon jazz le duo londonien Zina. Et je vais passer en anglais. Hello, hello Zina, hello Johans, hello Melik, welcome dans mon jazz.
Salut.
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 I will start with a brief presentation of the band and you will tell me if you're okay with it. So, Zina, you are a duo based in London with keyboardist and producer Johan Kebele, also in the band Kokoroko, and bassist producer Menelik. You are the new Ethio jazz band. Your music is mystical, soulful, sexy, pulling from R&B, trip hop, dub, and psychedelic influence with a slight lo-fi touch. Zina, your music is rooted in the Ethio jazz that wafted through your childhood homes. The group has emerged during a time when younger generations of the African diaspora have left, felt collectively called back home through music, food, dance, language, fashion and arts. And while music from West and South Africa has broken into the Western mainstream and reshaped global pop, your music, Zina, is drawing the world's attention to Ethiopian music, especially Ethiopia and Eritrea, and highlighting East Africa sound. So you launched the duo last year with a beautiful reprise of Anke Balegame, originally released in 1980 by star Ethiopian singer Mahmoud Ahmed. The sounds showcased perfectly your style and vibe. And afterwards came a release with live recordings of your first show. And finally, your debut EP, Temesgen, out since a few days via Brownswood's Recordings, is a six-track odyssey named after the Amharic word meaning to be thankful. After performing nearly a dozen gigs in your native London over the past year, you performed in Ethiopia for the first time in January, and you will be playing at the Brick Lane Jazz Festival in April and Cross the Tracks Festival in May. Zina, you are determined to take the timeless sonics of Ethiopia beyond the motherland. This presentation sounds good to you?
Perfect.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, sounds great.
Well, let's dip right now into Zina's music with their first track, which has been released last year, Anke Balegame. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz et on écoute Zina. We'll be right back. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. We were listening to your first track, Anke Balegame, which was originally released in 1980 by star Ethiopian singer Mahmoud Ahmed and reinterpreted instrumentally by the Ethiopian band Admas in 1984. Johan Menelik, which version of this track did you know first?
For me, the first version I heard was Admas.
Admas.
Yeah. Same, yeah.
And did you discover it through your childhood family, or was it later?
I actually, on Spotify.
Yeah, same. It wasn't something I grew up listening to.
Listening to the two different versions, we really feel that this instrumental version is the one that inspired you.
Yeah, definitely. There's like, because when me and Menelik first met and then we started playing together, I think that was the second song that we started playing together. But when it came to recording, there's an older version than the Mahmoud Ahmed one.
Okay.
By a guy called Teddy Mac Tewodris Mekonnen.
Okay.
And his version, if you hear it, it's a lot. You can hear that. That's where our version is based on, and it's really like soulful and emotional. Funnily enough, I met up with him yesterday. I haven't talked to Menelik about this yet.
Wow.
I met up with him yesterday.
Dope.
He just absolutely destroyed me, like, in the way I played and stuff. He was like, it's all wrong. Absolutely wrong. And he was like showing me how to play it properly. Saying all this stuff. He's like, you know what, like, when you play this music, like, you need to bleed. Like, you need to bleed on the keyboard. And when you play it, he's like, when I hear your version, I don't hear you bleeding. Like, you need to learn how to bleed.
Wow.
So yeah, you should check out. It's on YouTube. If you check it out, I'll send it to you. I'll email it to you.
Yeah, because Johan, you are actually in Ethiopia because you played there a few weeks ago with Zina. By the way, how was it, this gig in Ethiopia? How was the reaction of the crowd to your music?
Oh man, it was amazing. There's so many people came out to support us. I think before we got to Ethiopia, me and Johan had like not real apprehensions, but like that little voice of self-doubt being like, ah, oh, this is it actually does it hit the spot kind of thing. But I think the moment that we actually started to, even before the concert, when we were interacting with people, kind of realized that like everyone was quite excited with what we'd come out with so far, which is really nice.
And so when you are playing live, are you just there? Is there just the two of you, or do you bring other musicians with you? Especially in Ethiopia, where I think the rhythm is very important.
We do some of our songs just the two of us, but we had the great pleasure of being joined by Andenet, a great drummer in Addis, and also Johanna, who's a great singer as well. But we try and mix it up because we started playing as a duo.
Yeah.
So we kind of like, we want to keep that sort of sound in there, but also, you know, nothing can beat a drum kit and a singer on players. You know, it's a different sound.
So let's now hear how the band is going live with the track Liwoy, which was a recording of one of your first shows. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, on écoute Zina avec le morceau Liwoy. Vous êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. Je suis avec Zina pour une interview à propos de leur dernier EP qui vient de sortir. Thank you again, Johan Medelic, for being dans Mon Jazz. By the way, where does the name Zina is coming from? I don't know if I pronounce it well. Zina, Zina.
Actually, it's a confusing spelling. It's Zina.
Zina.
So really, it should be Z-I-N-A, really. But
okay.
It's my middle name.
Okay.
Zina means like fame or legacy. It's not a super common name either in Ethiopia. And to be honest, I think my dad put it in his name. I don't think he was given that name. I think he put it in his name. Yeah.
So it comes from also the Amharic language, because of course your music is dedicated to Ethiopia, and we can talk about, of course, your last EP, which has been out since a few days through Brownswood Recordings. Its name is Temezgen, and the word Temezgen means to be thankful in Ethiopian.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you want us to say something about it?
No, not
okay,
especially.
My bad,
so yes, let's listen to this. The first two tracks of your new EP, Temezgen. The first one is Zina, and after it's My Love, Your Love. Thank you. Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris. I am with Zina for the interview about the last EP, Temesgen. Johan Kebede, I have a special question for you. Could you present to us your instrument, the synthesizer you use, because its sound is so good. Is it an old synthesizer with modern sound, or is it a modern synthesizer with old school sound?
What you're hearing on those two songs, yep. Is Not and My Love Your Love. It's actually a really old synth. I have like a vintage Moog Prodigy, okay. And it's from like, I think it's from 1979, so a good like 20 years before I was born. I just program it. So initially, when me and Minelik first started playing together, I was trying to make my Moog. I was trying to sound like Haile Mergia. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get as close as possible. I was trying to buy an organ that was like his. I couldn't find it, so I was trying to replicate it on a Moog, and I couldn't get exactly on what the sound is, but I'm kind of glad, because I think we landed on like a nice, it references him without being exactly the same. And yeah, that sound I think is a massive part of us playing together.
See, now we asked the Instagram community, they have a question for you, and we have a first one coming from Canada with Sarah.
Hello, my name is Sarah and I'm from Toronto. I first encountered Zena when they performed at Fabrica, and I was actually standing from outside the venue because it was so packed. But since then, I've been absolutely enchanted with the music. And my question is about your relationship with one another. It seems like you have a very organic and natural musical relationship, and I'm curious about how that collaboration emerged. Thank you.
Hi Sarah, this is Minelik from Zena. I think our collaboration emerged quite spontaneously. We met randomly, only about 2 years ago, doing like a jazz concert. Johan's regular bass player was ill, and we figured out we lived on the same street as each other, and long story short, we basically spent about a year just like jamming, meeting up for coffee and just like getting to know each other, and we realized that like we have a lot of musical interests in common and stuff like that. But it wasn't until we did one concert where we were just playing cover songs, and that sort of, when we kind of came off stage after that concert, that really solidified in our minds that like we need to write some music, and that we should be a band rather than just like something that we do for fun. But yeah, it's been like a very unexpected journey, so it's fun.
when you are creating a recording, what is the your creation process? What comes first, the bass or the synth, the chords? Yes, Menelik.
I feel like it's like it's different for every tune. I mean, like one of the tracks on the EP, Johan had a voice note from like, I don't know what, 2016 or something, of like a bass line that he was like, one day I'm gonna use this. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes it's like that, where you're like, I know this is something, I don't know what to do with it yet, but then other times it will be like, we'll hear like a little melody while we're jamming, or we're listening back to some improvising, and we're like, that's a whole new song. You know what I mean? Like we're in the studio for a couple more hours now. But I think in general we tend to improvise quite a lot and sort of steal our own ideas, if that makes sense.
And you signed this EP with Brownswood Recordings, one of my favorite labels ever. Johan, you already know the label because you also play with Kokoroko. But how is the relation with the label, and also Jill Peterson brings to you and your music?
It's great. I mean, like you said, I think Kokoroko was signed to Brownswood in 2018 or 2019. So at that time I was like 20 years old. I'm 29 now, so I've had like a really long relationship with all of them, and especially Giles. Giles has been great because when you meet him, he's like so open, and he's just got references for everything. Whatever you're trying to do, he'll like talk about some record or something that you need to go and listen to. And I think what I appreciate the most about Giles is, like I said, I joined the band when I was 20. I didn't really have any like musical achievements yet, or do you know what I mean? I didn't really have anything behind my name yet, but he still, every time I spoke to him, I always felt like I had his full attention and consideration as well, which isn't common in the music industry, especially for someone as successful as him. So yeah, I couldn't think of anywhere else we kind of want to be right now, if that makes sense.
I listened to the brief interview of Giles with Youssef Days on the Mount Fuji radio, which has been out since a few weeks. And Youssef says that Giles has the thing, he has the vision. So I think he got also the vision for Zina, of course.
God willing.
Let's continue here listening to your new EP with the beautiful track It's You, Antenne, featuring the singer Miron T. Vous êtes bien dans mon jazz, on écoute Zina avec le morceau It's You, Antenne. Thank you. êtes bien dans Mon Jazz, l'émission dédiée à la culture jazz sur Radio Campus Paris 93.9 FM, bien sûr, un vendredi sur deux, de 21h à 22h30, et en rediffusion sur Apple Podcast et Deezer. Thank you again, Johan, thank you again, Menelik, for being dans Mon Jazz. We were listening to the beautiful track It's You, Antene, which features the singer Meron T, who is also coming from London and with East African roots. How did you both meet, and did you share the? I guess you share the same desire of highlighting East African vibes.
How am I supposed to tell that story?
I mean, I met Meron. How did I meet Meron? There's a great DJ in London called Hagen.
Okay.
And I did a live show with him once, and he has a song with Meron. So then she did one song. So I remember when she walked into the rehearsal, I was like, oh my God, like you're Ethiopian. And then obviously we didn't start this project yet, but it was something I was like, okay, yeah, one day we're going to do something together. And then when we were doing this record and we wanted to make sure there was a love song on the album or on the EP, and we wanted it to be sang by a woman, she's the first who came to mind. And she absolutely killed it. She sounds like amazing, and she really encapsulates what the song is supposed to feel like. Even in the video, she's like very like sweet and stuff, which is crazy because in person she's a mad woman. She's an absolute like nutter. But yeah, she 10 out of 10.
And I've got another question from Instagram community coming from Salome from United States. Here is her question.
Hi, my name is Salome. I'm from Maryland, and I've been listening to your music for some time now on YouTube and then Apple Music. I love how you guys have integrated Ethio Jazz into your music, and I think it's really cool. And I was just wondering if you guys had any future plans of performing in the States. I know you guys performed in London, I think, but I was just thinking to myself, wow, it'd be really cool if they came to the US so that I could see them in person. So it's just some further thoughts I had for you guys.
Hey, Salome. This is Johannes. Yeah, we definitely wanna play in the States sometime soon. Hopefully, I think maybe end of this year. It might be West Coast though, but who knows? Who knows what will happen? Because it would be great to play in DC especially, but if not this year, it's definitely coming, God willing. So yeah, hopefully see you there.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, good. Yeah, long time. How you been? How is everything?
I've been okay. Just work and home. You know, I'm a homebody, so nothing new.
Are we still keeping up this lie that you're actually a homebody?
What? I am.
Alright, if you say so. Anyway, look, it was really nice bumping into you over there, I'm not lying. I wasn't really expecting you.
Neither did I. It was a nice surprise.
Yeah. I know it's been a while, and you know we haven't seen each other in a minute, but I was thinking maybe if you're free tomorrow, maybe we could go for a coffee or, you know, go for a walk, you know, spend a little time.
I'd like that.
One last question, maybe. What's next for you? Upcoming festival Brick Lane in London, and also Cross the Track in May. And then, are you coming to Paris maybe to play?
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon, yeah.
Yeah, Brick Lane will be really fun, because I think we both played at that festival a few times with like other people and stuff. Cross the Tracks will be massive as well. That's a crazy thing to do, like in our first like proper year of like existence. So that'll be fun. And new music, yeah, definitely. Like it's been so hectic for both of us, but we really want to like keep the momentum going. And I know Minilik's got like loads of ideas already for the next record, keeping me on my toes. So yeah, anything to add, Minilik?
No,
one last question, maybe. What's next for you? Upcoming festival Brick Lane in London, and also Cross the Track in May. And then, are you? Thank you for being Damon Jazz. We love so much your music, and especially on the new EP Temesgen, out since a few days via Brownswood Recordings. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Minilik. We wish you the best, and hopefully see you in Paris in a few weeks, few months.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.